Some days are terrible, you wish that you were dead. And some days are magical, like great banana bread. Someday we'll be friends with the voices in our heads. The voices in our heads.
Oh, wow.
I told you.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Voices in Our Heads. Congrats on not killing yourself. Yay, you're alive. It's tough. Everyone's afraid of hell, but look around. It's Earth. I am so excited to be sitting with Thomas Dale. He was a comedian. He was a stand-up comedian. That's how I met him. And then he developed his psychic abilities, his mediumship abilities. I had a reading with you, Thomas. How long ago? It was a couple years ago?
A couple years ago, yeah.
It was so amazing.
Thank you.
And I've been looking forward to this. I'm so happy you emailed me. Aww. I've been looking forward to this since you emailed me. So I want to get into it. I don't want to waste any time.
Yeah.
How did you discover your gifts? What are your gifts and how have they evolved?
So basically, I've.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, there's the.
Damn.
The I told you the spirits are always with me.
Damn, yeah.
I told you when you brought it out, I go, that thing's probably going to be going wild. And isn't it funny? It started talking.
Yeah, and I've had it here for, I have it in this position and during interviews before. And it's, okay.
Yeah, I told you.
All
I
was right, like, guys,
yeah.
Thank you for being here. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, I was like, girl, that's going to go wild because yes. They are always with me. And it's been like that since I was a kid. So I never knew that like I could talk to dead people or I always knew I could read energy.
Yeah.
And I was always the friend that people would come to for advice because I always was able to somehow guide them the best for their best interest, you know? Mm-hmm. And I never felt lonely when I was a kid. And
that's nice.
I learned as I got older that it was because I always had these spirits with me or these guides with me.
And we all do. But like when I feel lonely, I'm like, but I need to feel you. I know you're here. But like so that's cool.
Yes. And I struggled as a gay kid and was bullied big time. And like really, for me as a kid too, there was a lot of struggle that I was going through. But I never had that lonely feeling. That's why I mentioned
beautiful.
That. Because it's like, even though I was struggling with like that kind of stuff, I still felt like I had people with me.
Support system.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And I never understood what that was. I just thought, oh, I have a good imagination or just, I don't know what it was.
Did you see things or you felt them? You felt
feel.
Your guides. Cool.
My moon's in Pisces, so I feel.
Ugh,
yes.
No,
yeah. Yeah.
That sucks.
To be honest, I kind of wish I can see them. Like I know a lot of other mediums that like hear them and see them. And I'm like, I wish they would speak to me clearly like that because I have to use my feelings. And I see words.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah, when I'm doing readings, I'll see words.
Nice.
And so let's get back to how it started. Yeah, so I just was like, I always just, it was natural. Like, I just felt like I was intuitive, right?
Yeah.
So then did comedy for 12 years, loved that world, still do it a little
crushed
bit.
It.
But like, yeah.
Yeah.
Had a
and
great
reading
time.
A room and reading the audience.
Exactly.
Is a
being
huge
able
part.
To feel energy. That's why I was always great. That's why I am great on stage.
Yeah.
Because I'm able to like connect with pockets of the room and the people. Crowd work was one of my favorites.
Was bombing tough for you because of that?
Yes.
Dude.
Whenever I would bomb or not have a good set, I like wanted to crawl in a hole afterwards. So what happened was I made it a point to not bomb.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I can't handle it.
Yeah.
Obviously, the beginning years, you do have to have those strange, awkward things.
Isn't that always what you're supposed to do?
Right. But like a good, even Dave Chappelle is like, I bomb and and comics are like, I bomb and then I twist the knife. And then and when I bomb now, it's not often, but I'm like, okay, it's fine.
Right.
But when maybe this is different from bombing. When you go on stage and there are times where I'm like, y'all don't like me. And I, of course, an audience, stand-up comedy audience is going to judge you by what they see, by what they hear in the first couple seconds. But when I can feel when their opinion of me is low and that makes me very sad.
Right, yeah. Well, that was the thing that became a neurotic thing for me to make sure, you know, even growing up, like I always wanted to be liked or I always wanted. So like I always developed that skill of like me and love me. And even like my the album that I made for comedy was called Love, Comma, Me.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
like I just always want. So like that skill, like whenever I would feel them in the audience, I would do whatever I had to do to make sure they loved me.
Yep.
Which is exhausting in itself.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I would always come off stage like just drained.
Yes.
You know, and even in readings. I care about the person I'm reading and I care about their opinion too of me. So like I'm gentle with people and I just want it to be a very comforting calm experience. Yeah. And I tell people, let's have fun, even if it's like just pure mediumship and there's someone, you know, there's times where the reading is heavy, where like someone did like lose a child or something. And so obviously it can't be fun for them. But like I say, just be loose, be connected with me, and let's just get what we're going to get from this.
Yeah. And I imagine too, like I was telling you before we started recording, Laura Lynn Jackson, I watched her change the lives of parents who have lost their kids countless times. She does these tiny 90 person readings.
Right.
And I don't go there to talk to somebody that's passed away for me. I just want to see it because you watch a miracle happen in real time and it takes 2 seconds. Yeah. And I wonder, like, I know one of the things she did, I don't know if this ever came up for you, like say you're talking to somebody's child has passed away, cannot fathom that type of loss. But like, what if the kid has like an inside joke that they had with the parent?
Right.
Like would they come, like, do you sense that the loved one is trying to also help that person's mood?
Yes, they do. And a lot of times they'll, so like, it's about interpretation.
Yeah.
So like, a lot of times I find the spirit will be trying to validate that they're around the person.
Yeah.
So I was doing this reading for this girl once, and the first thing, her dad came through right away, and the first thing he said to me was, your mother's doll. So I was like, what does that mean? So I say to the girl, I'm very transparent. Like, I'm not going to act like I know what it means. I just, if I don't know what it means, I don't know what it means. And I'll say, your mother's doll. He's saying your mother's doll. Is your mom like sweet or is she like a doll?
Yeah.
Like, what would that mean? And she's like, I don't know. I guess she's nice, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, just write it down. Yeah. Write down your mother's doll. It doesn't have to make sense right now. It might make sense later.
Which is an interesting thing that comes up in readings, in mediumship readings. You're going to get a clue for next week.
Exactly right. Like,
wild.
Yeah. And I tell people, like, I've learned to say, like, don't close up if it doesn't hit right away. And also, that's why I say too, if you're a skeptic or you're not into this, just don't bother doing it, because you need that flowing energy. It's a two-way street. So the more open you are, the better and the easier it's going to be.
Totally.
And just come open. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a skeptic and you need it to be proven to you, don't waste your money or your time. Like, you know, like, just, it might not be for you. Maybe one day something will happen where you'll realize it is real. And the work is so draining as it is. It's like, come. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
I'm not trying to make you believe in this, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay. So he said, your mother's doll. So she's like, I don't know what that means. So I was like, all right, just write it down. So after the reading, this was when I was in LA, I'm on a hike, and she texts me. She's like, oh my God. So I didn't know what the mother's doll thing was, but literally a half hour after we got off the call, my mom texted me a picture of a doll and said, look at my new doll. I mean, and it's not even like the mom knew she was having a reading or anything. Like, she just said, look at my mom's doll, my new doll. And she showed me the screenshot of it.
And that was all that was validation.
That was it. I go, girl, that's your dad saying he's with you.
Time doesn't exist on the spirit realm.
Right.
Which
is
a wild concept for me to understand. But I've heard it so many times.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe he was getting something. He's like, oh, it hasn't happened in your timeline yet.
Right. Exactly. It's going to happen. Or he saw her get the doll, but the mom didn't say anything to the daughter yet.
Right.
So he wanted to give her a aha, you know, like, watch this.
Cool.
And it just, the timing, the fact that she texted her a half hour after we got off the call.
Yeah.
Was like, so cool. And that's even for me, like, I'm like, I love when people text me that kind of stuff. I'm like, that's beautiful. Like, I love that so much.
Yeah.
You know? Or like, one time this grandma was coming through. This was kind of funny. And this woman's grandmother was, this girl's grandmother was coming through, and she kept saying, drink your milk. So I said to the girl, I was like, do you need more calcium or something? Because like, your grandma keeps saying, drink your milk. So the girl goes, oh my God, I can't believe this. I go, what? She's like, so one of the biggest memories I have with my grandmother that like stays with me forever is when we were a kid, we went to like a restaurant with her and she wouldn't let us leave the table till we drank our milk.
Oh.
And she kept saying, drink your milk, you're not leaving the table. She's like, and I like choked the milk down. She's like, and I remembered it forever. I was like, oh no, girl. I'm like, she's coming through with that.
That's so sweet. Yes. Love is really powerful.
And it's the strongest emotion.
To get a message from somebody who, after they pass, has got to be the most insane experience of love.
Yes.
And it's like, I don't have anybody that's passed that that was traumatic or anything that. It's grandparents and stuff. But
and even that too, I tell people, most of the readings I do are people's grandparents.
Right.
Because what it is with the readings I do is it's psychic stuff too. So they will come and give us messages. I always say before the readings, let us help this person for their highest good.
Yeah.
Let us do that. So they'll give us some validations, which are cool. But I like the whole, let's figure out what's going on in you.
Yeah.
What is the path for you? Is this relationship not working? Is this relationship your? Is it your soulmate? The spirit world will tell us.
Wow.
And 90% of my readings are that.
What if somebody has to learn a lesson? Does the spirit world not intervene?
That's a good question. I think they do. I think that they will, because you'll learn a lesson regardless.
True.
You'll learn a lesson regardless. So they can give you warnings. But I always tell people too, as well, I go, it's fate and free will.
Right.
So don't just have a reading and then make all your decisions based on that reading.
Right.
You have to decide for yourself as well.
Yeah.
Use it as like an extra piece of what I'm going to do in my life. Like some guidance, some reassurance. Reassurance always is the best.
Right.
You know, could reassure you that like you're on the right path. Or like, this might not be for you, or wait a little while.
Yeah.
You know, but I always say, but at the end of the day, you have to make that decision for yourself.
Yeah.
Because those are big decisions. Like, they'll be like, should I sell my house? Well, that'll come up in the reading, you know, because I'll do questions at the end. I say, save your questions for the end. Let's just see what spirit has for you.
Yeah.
And let's get the messages. And they'll say like, oh, we see a move coming, but just not just yet, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they can see destinies.
This is such a powerful tool. This is such a fucking powerful tool for people to use, even small and big decisions. It's just like life guidance.
Exactly. Life guidance. Yes. Yeah. And in a spiritual realm.
What medium readings have you done that have changed you?
I would say when like you were talking about like a kid one, like if someone loses a kid or something like that, I used to like cry in my readings with people because like I would get very like,
you're feeling trigger emotion.
Me. Yeah, 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 totally. And it taught me that like, and seeing how real it is, like that they're really there, I would let the people know, like, they're really with you.
Yeah.
So I'm not afraid of death.
Right.
I don't want to suffer. That's the thing I'm afraid of, you know, like the suffering, all that. But like the actual death part, because I'm doing these readings and seeing the proof in the pudding and that the loved ones are with you, that has changed me.
Yeah. I watch a lot of near-death experience interviews on YouTube. I watch them almost every day for the last over a year. And it's interesting when they talk about when you die, like a car accident, something quick, or a heart attack, or like just, you don't lose consciousness during the death process.
Right.
You are there the whole time. And the most interesting thing, one of the most interesting things, there's like a 20,000 interesting things for me, is that on the other side, they say, it feels more real than this.
Wow.
That's very exciting.
That is pretty great.
Because this earth, that's why I say congrats on not killing yourself.
Right.
It feels real, but to know that it's way less real than the other side is like, thank God, because this place can kind of really blow.
Right, exactly. And I do find that, to what you're saying, what I've experienced is sometimes like they might not be in their body.
Right.
So like, they can black out and they don't feel what's happening.
Right.
But they might be on the outside of their body seeing it. So maybe that's what that meant.
Right. A lot of people have died
outside. Right.
Before the pain sets in.
Right. Exactly. Yes. And that has happened in a reading too. So I have found spirit will always tell me what the person I'm reading needs to hear. So if it's like a vague thing sometimes where I'm like, they didn't feel any pain or it was quick.
Yeah.
They'll say that's the number one thing I was thinking about. And not everybody.
Because that could be a cause for grief too.
Right,
it's like
exactly.
You're thinking of how your friend died in a car accident and all you can focus on, all the ego and the mind can focus on is how much pain they must have been in in the
and
life.
You would think that everybody would be thinking that, but that's not true.
Right.
Because not everybody, some people, their first thought is they feel guilt. Could I have done more?
Totally.
Was it partially, was it my fault? Did they feel pain? Are they with me? So you don't, everyone has it. And there's a number one thing that somebody wants to know. It's different for a lot of people.
Right.
So you might be like, oh, well, everybody wants to know, were they in pain? Not really. Not, that might be the second thing they're thinking.
Yeah.
You know, so I always say like this, they're going to tell me things or like one time this, you know, even something as simple as they did love you. And they'll be like, wow, that's something I never really believed.
Oh, something like that. That's got to be the most life-changing thing to hear.
Right.
When that's the dynamic between you and the love.
Right. And you would think, oh, of course, everybody wants to hear if they love me. No.
Yeah,
that person specifically had an issue with, did they ever love me?
Right. Because I'm thinking of like my grandpa. I would never have thought, did he love me?
Exactly.
That's not even a thought in my head.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Cool.
Yes.
And also, our death, like, so when we come here, some of the near-death experience videos, they're on the other side and they're with their guides. And they're like, all right. Some people are asked if they want to go back.
Right.
Some people are told you have no choice. And they're like, but this is so good. And like, yeah, I know, but sorry.
Yeah.
So this one woman, I remember she got in a car accident and she was like, I want to go back. I have kids. So like, okay. And then they were playing. This was the only time I heard this type of thing. And it was very fun. Spirits mm-hmm. are very fun. Good sense of humor.
Yes, yes.
Which,
yes.
like, I'm sure they loved that you were a comic.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they use that too.
Yeah, that's
they
great.
Use. I find a lot of times in my readings, the most fun. I tell. That's why I say, let's have fun. Because yeah. the looser I am and the more. Because the thing is, I want to trust you too.
Right.
You know, that
right.
like I could be free with you.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't want to make you upset or this or that. So, like, let's just have fun. Let's be loose. Because as an intuitive, I'm going to feel. Right. What you don't wear, if you don't want to go to a certain place or if you don't want to talk, I'm going to feel that.
Right.
And I'm not going to go there because I'm sensitive and I'm a loving, kind-hearted person. So you I don't are. Want to make you uncomfortable.
Right. You know? Right. Well, so this woman, before she went back, they were like, her guides were like, all right, you can get a head injury. And then this is what your life would look like if you got the head injury.
Right,
you
right.
can have mangled legs. Right. You'll be in a wheelchair. Like, and right. here are all these really cool challenges
yes.
That you would. The lessons you would learn from each individual. And she was saying, she's like, we were having like fun and we were all laughing
yes.
at like, do you want to have mangled legs? Do you want to have a fucked up arm? Do you want to have no nose?
I'm like, right? yeah.
But it also seems like a lot of people have died or come back or people surviving death on Netflix was this docuseries
yes,
that completely changed
that.
My
yeah,
life.
Yeah, so good.
And this one of the women in the very first episode, I think was the whitewater rafting woman. She was told that when her son was 21, he was going to die. Mm-hmm. And she didn't tell him, and he did. He died when yeah. he was 21. And it's like, our deaths are I know it, like we come here and we choose our parents,
yeah.
which has really set me free because I don't talk to my parents mm-hmm. anymore and mm-hmm. a lot of pain there. But knowing that I chose them mm-hmm. provides some sense of agency in my
yeah.
mind and eases my spirit. And so that's cool. But mm-hmm. like we choose, but we also like choose before we get here when we die. And then when we come here, we forget, it mm-hmm. seems. Is that, well, do you agree with that?
The forgetting thing. As someone who has these abilities, that's been hard for me because like there are things that like I will kind of remember or like feel or like that's why I've dealt with mental health stuff in the past because
yeah.
or even still like I still do, you know, like work on like anxiety and depression because like I have my own physical journey that I've been on.
Right.
Plus I have these abilities on top of it. So it's like, is it just, am I just here? You know, like, is it the people? Is it the feelings? Am I right. feeling this person's energy? That's why a lot of times, like, I'll be alone because it just feels better for me sometimes. Like,
yes.
And like, even with comedy, like when I'm on stage, I'm alone on stage, even though I have the crowd and I'm interacting with them, the stage, I'm alone there.
Yes.
Like, so it's my own energy. I'm deciding what energy I'm pulling in and
yeah.
taking in.
Did you ever do a protection ritual before you went on stage?
No, I do that now with readings.
Okay.
I do that, you know, like I ask the universe to protect me and my dog with white light.
Your dog's so cute.
Truth,
yeah.
my baby.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
literally, he is an angel brought to me from the heavens. But
that's what I think about Kevin.
Yeah.
My dog.
100%. No, they are.
Before I met my dog, I was like, I looked up in the sky and I'm like, I just need the perfect dog for me,
yeah,
please. And
yes.
it's like a soulmate dog.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it scares me how much I love him.
Yeah, yes. yeah. And I'm like, I have never even come close to loving a person as much.
yeah, exactly.
That's why dogs are here, I guess.
Yes.
Okay, so mm-hmm. when did you, the mediumship was always around for you?
So the mediumship, the actual note, like being able to actually communicate with them, like consciously or like on purpose, that just started like when I started doing like psychic sessions.
Oh.
So while I was still in comedy in like 2018, I was like, I knew I had this ability. I would get images. So I was
in
like,
your mind's eye?
In my mind's eye, yeah. exactly. And I would say, I would take a chance and be like, hey, does this mean anything to you? Or why am I seeing this thing? And it would like blow people away. They were
cool.
like, how are you seeing this? So I was like, I'm just, because like I said, even as a kid, I always was energy reader. Like
yeah.
I could feel your energy, but it was the 90s. Who the hell knew? I didn't know what that is. 80s
yeah.
and 90s.
You
like,
said you were just connecting with people.
I just thought I was connecting with people. I thought I'm just, you know, fun loving and that's it. So, yeah. So,
which you are too.
Yeah, that's part of, yeah, that, thank you. So I just figured that's what I was doing. So when I was doing the psychic stuff and just like, I would always tell people take notes and then like write things down and they're going to tell me things like something that might be obscure, like, oh, play the start playing the violin or learn how to play the violin. And then they would go do that and they would like met their love of their life, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or like, so then all of a sudden I started getting, the first time this happened was with a girl that I was reading and I started seeing a purple heart. So I was like, I'm seeing a purple heart for some reason. I don't know why I'm seeing it or if someone's showing it to me, but I don't know what that means. And she's like, that's my dad who passed away, who I've been mm-hmm. actually wanting to contact. He was a Purple Heart Army veteran mm. or, you know, like a military. I didn't know what that was even.
Right.
So then, oh, that's how that, what that is. So he's here. Or like I used to practice at the dog park. So yeah, I was like, because I said, all right, I don't want to start charging people until I know I actually am doing it on purpose.
Right.
Like until I know that I can do it on hand. So let me practice for free.
Yeah.
So I was like, how did I become a good comic? What did I do? I went to open mics. Exactly. So I was like, let me open mic this.
Yeah.
So
I would
go to the dog park for hours anyway with my, you know, like it's not like a proper park. It's LA. So we take the grass and it's ours.
Yeah.
You know, like we're just hanging out. So I would pull my friends aside and I would do readings for them. And this one older woman I was doing a reading for, I was like, did your dad pass when you were like a kid? And she's like, how did you know that? And I'm like, because I think he's telling me.
Yeah.
So like, that's when it started.
And when he tells you, do you feel his personality?
I feel the personality, but he also showed me like 9 years old. So I said 9 years. So I was like, and were you like around nine? And she's like, dude, you're blowing my mind right now. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm doing
that's
this.
Cool.
Yeah. So it was like all just happening to me.
Wow.
And
this,
and then the pandemic happened. And so then I started offering it via Zoom.
Remotely, yeah.
And so it just like picked up and then word of mouth. And then I would do like people's podcasts and I would do, you know, I would go on their podcasts, talk about it. And then that's how I got it out there.
Cool.
And then I transitioned to doing that more because I stopped doing comedy then as well because I just was like, I always felt the universe was protecting me from becoming super famous in comedy. I was like,
yeah, because that's not really a good.
I was like, I don't think I can handle it.
Yeah.
I think I'm way too sensitive. Dark. Yeah. I was like, I love making people laugh and I love the business and I miss it, to be honest. I miss my peers and I want to figure out somehow to perform again. But I don't know if like the goal that I was going for was what I was meant to do.
I feel like you could come back on stage and talk about this mediumship stuff because it's much more widely accepted.
And exactly. And people are understanding it more and it's not looked at as like, oh, he's crazy. Even though, you know, like I'm sure some of our peers are like, Thomas, he's talking to dead people.
Some of them, but like sucks for them. You know?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And they don't, and it's like, if you know me, you know me, you know, I'm authentic and you know that like, you should actually say, oh, wow, this might be something to it if Thomas is doing it because he wouldn't do something that's BS, you know? So like you would think they would open their mind more, which hopefully maybe I can help make it more mainstream.
People, I've noticed, and I get so frustrated with this, they're closed-minded, but like they are clutching their minds closed. Like for some reason, being open-minded and considering something that challenges their idea of reality is very threatening to them. I'm like, that's so interesting because it's, how is it threat? Like, I guess I get it, your sense of reality and stuff, but it's so cool and exciting. I love when I think this is how everything is and then that gets completely blown out of the water.
And think about it. Like, life is such an incredible journey and such a weird thing and weird things happen so much. Why would you think you know everything? Or why would you not realize that there's more? Also, we are energy beings.
Right.
So energy, if you know anything, you know, in science, energy doesn't die.
It can't be created
or destroyed.
Yep.
So when your body passes away, where's your energy going?
Yep.
That's what your soul is. Your soul is literally energy. So it's, of course it's going to leave the body.
There is a video that I saw on the internet and it's, and if you go on, if you're watching and listen to this, you go on YouTube and you just type in medical helicopter death or person dying. It was a medical helicopter lifting somebody up to go to the hospital from a car accident. And somebody was filming the chopper as it was taking off. And the patient died as it was taking off. You see, and this was before AI was even, you see this beam of light shoot up to the sky from the helicopter. And that, for me, that video like changed my life. This was after the surviving death stuff where I was like, wait a second, what's going on here? That video was wild.
Oh,
And my friends have had stories of their grandparents passing in their home and like the lights going on and off. And you're like, this is so
They use electricity. Exactly. Yeah. That's why they use electricity. That's how signs work as well.
Yeah.
Like if you're saying like, you know, they'll say like there are certain symbols like a cardinal or a bird or
numbers,
stuff like that. Like on, you know, so they'll use electricity. So our brain, so they can make you look a certain way at a certain time. They can make you look this way. Because it's like a remote control car.
I have one of my signs is like a white heart and I don't know why.
Right.
But the thing that the way I know that it was sent to me as a sign is because I'll be minding my own business or looking at my phone and all of a sudden I'll be looking up.
Yes, like it's exactly.
And I'm like, why did I just do that? And I see the thing. And I'm like, that's
Or if you go a certain direction. So they're just using your brain like a remote control car. So yes,
it's so
obviously the bird always existed.
Yeah.
They didn't create the bird. And they aren't the bird.
Right.
But they're using the bird's brain to fly in your direction at that moment. And then your brain to look up and see it at that moment.
Yes.
Or whatever sign it is that you connect to.
Yeah.
They are using your brain to do that, you know?
So
and it's beautiful. We are energy beings.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's why I tell people, if you're a skeptic or if you, I don't even get into conversations with them about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not looking to convince you.
Yes. And convincing is a lot of energy, and it's not energy and it's that's just, well spent.
Yeah, it's like, you'll figure it out.
It's much more poignant if somebody you know passes away, because that will happen to everybody eventually. And then all of a sudden there's a book on your coffee table.
Exactly. And let it happen, unfold naturally for you. Maybe you're not meant to learn to believe in this life. Right. So like, why might it intervene? That's the thing too, is when I became enlightened and more evolved, and that's what also kind of took me on a comedy too, because it's a hard space to be in when you're truly enlightened, right?
Yes.
So it's hard to get back to that whole like, me, listen, I have something to say. And I want to get back to that so much. Yeah. I do want to get back to, I have something to say, but I'm still discovering what it is exactly I have to say.
Yeah, you're letting it marinate.
Yes. And that's what it is too. I'm like, that's why even on social media, I don't do a lot of social media, because I'm just like, and like, there'll be days where I'm like, I think I'm ready again. And I'll get on and I'll do a video and I delete it. I'm like, no, it's just not what I'm ready. I'm not ready to
good.
Be
that yeah, you're yet. Following your intuition.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when I became kind of enlightened, it's easier to live in ego, actually. Because it's so much easier to live in ego.
Well, you know what? The people I know that do, they're having a better time.
It's so much easier to live in ego. It's, you know.
Why is that?
I think it's because ego protects you.
Right.
And your sensitivity. So you're just thinking about yourself.
And yeah, you don't give a shit about anybody else.
Right. You really don't. Yeah.
You're not, you really don't.
Yeah, you just care about you in that moment and all the time. When you start to feel your soul and connect to your soul, don't get me wrong. I am not being righteous in any way. I'm definitely like still working on being selfish and that kind of thing. Like, I'm a human being.
Of course.
But like, I'm way more considerate of like the feelings of people around. And I've always been, even as a kid, like I would stop and help people more and this and that. But like lately more, you feel it more.
Yeah.
Or like the things that you wanted to indulge in the past, you don't do that anymore.
Right.
Or because now I see the world for what it is, it's hard to shut that off again.
What is the world?
It's the world is a learning place.
School.
It's a school, right, exactly. For so many, it's a school for your emotions. And
I love that, Thomas. Yes. 'Cause that's really tough. Emotions are really, and we label good and bad. Mm-hmm. And we have, as humans, very low tolerance for bad emotions.
And then there's people who don't want to feel any of their emotions. And so they're lying to themselves, because that's what we're here for, is to feel those emotions.
Oh, well, then I've achieved my duty. Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, that's why women are very evolved spirits, because they're so connected to their emotions.
Yeah.
And that's why also like gay men are very connected to their emotions. So that's why a lot of people try to like, or men test, and it's not straight guys are bad, because they're not.
They're
beautiful people
but
too. Right?
I do find as a group less connected.
Right, because I think they're stepping into their emotions more now, which is beautiful as well.
Yes.
But in the past, they may have wanted to keep people down subconsciously, because they would see the evolved state of the female or the gay male. So it's like, ooh, that's weird to
threatening.
Me. Right. So they didn't do it consciously.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good to know.
Yeah, they didn't do it consciously.
That helps.
It really is it's an ego thing. It's a subconscious fear of emotions.
Yeah.
And sensitivity. That's why like the guys that now, the straight men now that are very like connected to their emotions and understand it, not like being beta, or, you know, alpha is a normal thing too. That's
totally.
Fine too. We love men that are men.
Yeah.
We love what, you know, that's fine.
Let's balance
not, though. Balance.
Jesus
exactly.
Christ.
Right.
You're not
balance.
Just one thing.
You're not just one thing.
Yeah.
And it's okay to feel that stuff. And I think they're coming into that more.
Yeah, because
it's beautiful.
It is beautiful, because we're really having some great discussions about toxic masculinity.
Right.
And now we're starting to have discussions on this beautiful masculinity.
Beautiful
like this,
masculinity.
There's a side of masculinity that I love.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I love masculinity. I love men.
Masculinity.
Yes,
I love men so much. I do. I love them so much.
I always say it. I'm like, I love it.
There's this, I think the masculine energy, specifically in the United States, but in the world, was very wounded and very toxic.
Yes.
And I think that like the more feminine, but the thing I wish everybody would know, I think we're kind of coming around to it. Mm-hmm. Everybody has masculine energy and everybody's feminine.
Absolutely.
What is your balance?
I even see it in spirit.
Really?
Yes. So that's, okay. So energy is masculine or feminine. So the genitals they obviously most of the time they match. So usually masculine energy will go into a male or feminine energy will go into a female.
Right.
But then there's many times where you can get a little bit of both. Like I've always considered myself very masculine, feminine, masculine, feminine. So you can get a little bit of both, which can be very confusing. But then there's people who, and that's where like the trans thing happened, is like where like a masculine energy will go into a feminine body, into a female body. And that's very rare that that happens.
Right.
So when that, you know, so in
my
opinion,
that's where this dysphoria happens.
Right, exactly. Right. So that's, it's a feminine masculine energy. Right. So I'll see that in spirit. Most of the times I'll be like, oh, like if someone's pregnant. So I'll see a masculine energy. I'm like, most of the time, that's usually going to be a boy.
Yeah. Okay.
But it could be a girl, or it can also just be a girl with masculine energy.
Yeah.
And she doesn't identify as trans or anything like that.
Right.
She's just, a straight girl. So yeah. So that's how I see that with masculine, feminine.
Okay. So we're here to deal with our emotions. It's an emotion school. Mm-hmm. That's very, what have you learned about emotions and how to manage them?
That's a great question. With my emotions, because I'm super emotional, I would say I've learned to not let them take over me.
How? I have freakouts, and I freak out.
Yeah.
And now I know you're freaking out, mm-hmm. but I still don't know how to take that energy. You can't push it down.
No, but what do
you do with it?
First thing is to accept it.
Yeah.
That's like the first thing, embrace it. A lot of times the feeling you're having is a real feeling, but the thing you're envisioning isn't necessarily real.
Right. As so like the root of the feeling, you mean?
Or if we like catastrophize.
Yeah.
Or like we go into, oh my God, you know, like, why am I feeling this way? And that's the tricky thing about like intuition and your feelings.
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, you're thinking, oh, that's my gut. Because they'll be like, oh, trust your gut. I'm like, my gut has been on board with every bad decision I've ever made. So I'm like, you know, I could read other people, but for myself, it's hard.
Interesting. Yes. Laura Lynn Jackson says the same thing. She goes, she has to get other medium friends to read her because she can't 100%. Read herself.
Yes, exactly.
And she also says when she drinks alcohol, she's more in tune. Oh, and I'm like, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I guess the ego dissolves a little bit.
Yes, because that's the way to really do the work is to let the universe and the spirit speak through you.
You're a channel.
Yeah. You can't be like having your own anxiety or your own stress.
Yeah.
You know, there's been times in the past where I had to say like, I'm just you know, when I was coming off antidepressants, like this was in 2020 and 2021. It was a lot. So I had to like reschedule people or move them around because it was like, I can't be present.
Yeah.
Because, so you need to be a clear channel. So you're constantly having to work on meditating and being clear and not, but I'm a human.
Right.
So I'm dealing with, you know, so you're dealing with your own
emotions.
That's
your handicap.
Yeah, exactly. That's my handicap, just being a human.
How do you know when you're feeling somebody else's emotion? Because that's a big problem I think I have.
I would say if it's the first thing you're feeling. So like when you say, like, so when I see someone, right? Or like for the first time, it's like that feeling that I'm feeling is their emotion.
Okay.
You know, so if it's like the first thing, and if you're sitting in it too long, then their emotion kind of, their emotion as well.
Yeah.
But it's still your emotion. You always have to own your own feelings.
Right.
That's what I say. You got to own your own shit.
Yeah.
So it's your feelings just adapting to their emotion.
Okay.
So it's how you're perceiving it. Perception is also everything.
And perception is fucked on a lot of people.
Perception's fucked a lot of people. That's why with texting, it's hard because you cannot put tone on text.
I wish
you cannot say, you cannot say, oh, this is what you were meaning. And it's like, no, that's not what I was meaning. I wrote it this way.
Yeah.
But you perceived it in your tone.
Right.
Or how you thought I meant it. So that's why texting and like email. Yeah. It can be very dangerous. Like I try my hardest in like text or email to like really show you like I'm in a good mood. This isn't like I'm being like direct, but I'm not being nasty.
Right.
I promise.
Right. And sometimes too, it's like you do all the right intentions. You write the email the best way, and then someone's gonna perceive it in a shit way.
Exactly,
anyway.
Because
like,
they're not in a good mood.
That's their whole story. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's their whole story. Yes.
That's really cool. Oh, I wish you could do these readings for yourself. Have you ever seen a medium? For you?
Of course, yeah. Cool. I started going to like psychic mediums since I was like 18 years old. My dad actually brought me to the first one.
Really?
Yeah,
so your parents were like supportive of your gift.
Yeah, well, my dad was an NYPD detective, so he had his own abilities.
Did he work?
He had his own.
Was
like,
he mediumship?
He was a mediumship, but he had intuition.
Oh, that's so helpful for his job.
Like even with my dad, like there are times like when I'm like, if I'm not in a good mood or I'm not in a good space, like and we would be FaceTiming my parents, like I'd be like, I could tell he would know right away. And I'm trying to, he'd be like, what's wrong with you? Yeah. So like that's where I got
nice.
It. Yeah. Oh yeah. Totally.
He like sees you.
Yes.
Because that's all kids want from their parents is to be seen and heard.
Yes. And we've done a lot of work together too, like in our relationship and you know.
Is he still a detective?
No. He went out on disability because he like jumped on a car and the car threw him and it hurt his back. And so.
Oh shit.
He had to go out on disability.
I wonder too, like I want to be a medium for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. But one of them is like help solve cold cases.
I know. But yeah. Well,
they're in the river.
Yeah, right. Yeah. People have asked me to do stuff like that. And
can you?
If it's meant to. I probably could if I tried. But to me, it's a little scary.
Why?
Because I don't want to get involved.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Like, I don't want to.
Meaning, like, afterwards, like, you think you would still be bothered by the spirits?
Yeah, or no, like, I don't want to be involved, like, physically. Like, I don't want to be in the middle of it. Like, this person got, now there's a murderer who coming for me, yeah, or like, legally, and now they got, you got, I just don't want to be involved. Like, it's like, it's a lot, because it feels like anxiety's ridden, you know? Like,
totally.
And then you're involved. Like, I don't have that thick skin.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, there was, like, one time where, like, I was doing a reading for someone, and, like, he said, you know, the person asked, is my brother around? So I said, all right, let me get a validation. Like, I'm not just going to get, he's here. Let me see if he's here. So he showed me bleeding out of his mouth. And I said, okay, so I'm seeing a man who's showing me bleeding out of his mouth. Does that make sense? And he said he shot himself in the mouth.
There you go.
So I was like, well, there he is. But then I was like,
did the energy feel dark?
It didn't feel dark.
Okay.
It didn't feel dark. It didn't feel like he was in a bad place, but I did see the blood coming out of the mouth. But to me, like, because I'm so sensitive, which is weird because I love horror movies, but like, for it to actually be real, like, I just was like, all right, I don't know next. If I want to go to, yeah, yeah, right, exactly. Like, you know, it's like, it's intense, and I want to give you what you want and give you the messages from that person.
Yeah.
But it's intense to see that, you know?
Oh, I bet. I want to, like, there was one story that Laura Lynn Jackson had in her book where this guy came to her and his dad had passed away, but I think he came for, he wanted to see somebody else who died. And Laura was like, hey, your dad's here, but he's really shy. He's like back here and he's kind of like peeking.
Right.
And the son started crying right away. And she went into the backstory she got from the client, which was when this man was a boy, he had a painting that he made in school. He was maybe 8 years old. Yep. He was so excited to show his dad. And he was like, his whole day was just waiting for his dad to come home so she could show him the painting. The dad comes home, he shows his dad the painting, and he gets whipped with a belt and said, no son of mine is going to do some pansy ass shit like this.
Wow.
The kid ended up becoming a lawyer.
Wow.
His whole life was just,
yep.
I mean, when I read that, I was like bawling. I'm like, what? This beautiful, innocent boy just had his dream. And so that's why the dad felt bad in the afterlife. And yes, I used that as like, when I was in the midst of like the most violent depression, I would say, describe myself as violently suicidal. I don't want to hurt anybody else, but there was a moment where I said, I screamed at the top of my lungs.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Times Square and put a bullet through my fucking skull with a note stapled to my chest that says, fuck you, mom.
Oh my goodness.
And I meant every word of it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I learned through this medium stuff, through NDEs and stuff, and through reading that book, like, when you pass away, you feel how you made other people feel in your lifetime.
Okay, yeah.
And you shed all of your bullshit when you're on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, and this is a dark thought. Mm-hmm. Well, I actually don't know. It's not a dark thought. I mean it in a really positive, beautiful way. I think when my mom passes away, we will have a beautiful, bonded, connected relationship. Mm-hmm. I really think.
Yeah. I've seen that before. And what I was feeling when you were saying that was, because part of what I do in like readings or when I'm connecting to people is like, I see their truth.
Yeah.
And I can unveil it.
Yeah.
And I think for you, you still do have more, have more of the anger to release.
Oh, yeah.
And to let go of.
I carry
it. And when you can let go of that anger and when you can release that, you're going to heal so much of like, not even just your pain.
Yeah.
Your energy is going to heal.
Yeah.
Like you're going to, that is going to heal. And I think the best way to do that is to get to forgiveness.
The thing is, totally. And I have. Mm-hmm. I've forgiven her. I can think good thoughts about her and I want the best for her.
Yeah.
Actually, here's an interesting, and I'm curious what you think about this. The first reading I got with a medium was this one of the most powerful healers I have since ever met. Mm-hmm. And it was somebody I recommended to Corinne as her dad was passing away. Mm-hmm. And Corinne is into this woo-woo stuff, but she's skeptical. She's like a healthy amount of skeptical.
Yeah.
And she says to this day, that woman, her name's Maria, the only woman that I'm like, you are legit. And she didn't even tell me why, but I know. But when I had them reading with her, she said, this was 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. She said, your dad passed away. And I was like, no, he didn't. Mm-hmm. My dad was alive.
Right.
So in my head, I was like, damn it. I was really excited for this.
Right.
But okay.
Yeah, of course. And you have to remember too, she could just be feeling, there's something she could be feeling.
Well, she was right. But I'll tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she said, my mom was not fully in her body. She's partially on the other side. Mm-hmm. And that, I'm like, that feels absolutely correct. She seems possessed.
Right.
But I later found out, honestly, mental illness. I mean, I feel for the woman. I hope. Love you, Nance.
Yeah.
But I learned years later, my dad was not my biological dad, and my sperm donor father did in fact die.
Yes.
So she was right.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I was like,
yes.
What the
exactly. Fuck? Yes. Because that's the thing with interpretation and trying to figure it. That's why I say to people, like, if it's not, don't close up.
Right.
Because you're going to close up, you're going to ruin the rest of your reading.
Yeah.
So there's a reason we're seeing it or interpreting it. And we're humans too. So we're just in, you know, she doesn't know specifically that you did, that was a sperm donor.
Right.
And maybe she does feel that, but she doesn't know how, she didn't say it or interpret it that way.
Yeah.
Or, so, yeah, that's.
And maybe
the thing
it wasn't my time to find out from
exactly,
her.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
You know?
In that moment.
You yeah. Meant
to, you know, so that's why I say to people, like, that's why even a good, healthy amount of skepticism isn't that amazing because it's going to, like, jam it up.
Right.
Because
I guess it's better to go, this doesn't resonate with me right now, but I'm not going to write it down because it will.
Exactly, right. Okay. Because it might resonate later. Or,
Cool.
Yeah.
So do you, how do you get into medium readings? Like, what do you do to prepare?
I do my meditation where I ask the universe to protect me and my dog with white light. And then I always say I don't allow any energies or entities to attach to me. Because that has happened in the past.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize I wasn't, you have to claim it and you have to say, I don't allow it.
Okay.
Okay. So I had to have shamans come and like release energy around me and not like possession. It was more like just they would attach to you. So you would feel their anxiety or their stress. You would feel their emotions.
Yeah.
So I do that often. I say, I don't allow any negative or lost souls.
Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of those.
Yeah. And again, I'm very sensitive. So I just don't want, that's not what I want in my experience.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure there are mediums that let it all come through. I'm not one of them, or I'm just not there yet, you know? And then I say, let me be a clear conduit to help the person that I'm reading.
Yeah.
That's my main goal, is to help them in any way that I can.
Yeah.
So let me be a clear conduit. Let the universe speak through me. Whoever's meant to be here is meant to be here. And that's what I tell everyone before they're reading too. I say, you're going to hear the things you're meant to hear.
Yeah.
Most of the time you're going to hear the things you're thinking too, or the things you're thinking about.
Interesting.
So,
cool.
Yeah.
Can you do a medium reading? I don't think there's anybody here, but.
Well, we can do the, intuitive birth chart thing that I was going to do for you.
Yeah.
So I just started doing this intuitive birth chart thing.
Okay.
Because my main thing is psychic medium sessions. That's what I've been doing for about 5 years now. But now I'm like, I love astrology. I've always loved astrology since I was a kid. So I'm not an astrologist, so I don't do like the full birth chart. So I do like an intuitive birth chart reading where I look at your main placements.
Yeah.
And then I just let my intuition, I let my spirit guides, I let if anyone does pop up, let them come through.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, I just go to what I feel we need to talk about the most.
Okay.
In using the main placements of like your planets.
Yeah.
So we could do that.
Yes. And I thought of a metaphor to just for the listeners who with astrology, I think astrology is so brilliant. And I think that I think a main connector that I just thought of recently that I wanted to throw out there and maybe see what you think too is, you know, astrology is about the energy of the planets and where they were aligned at the time of your birth and how those energies affected you, right?
Yes.
If there was a person standing behind me, I would feel it.
Yeah.
And it's not because I'm sensitive.
Yeah.
Anybody would feel a person standing near them. So then think about a planet in a certain place while you are born.
Exactly.
And I think that clears. I was like running the other day and I'm like, oh, I got to say that because I feel like that's a good way for people to understand how important this stuff is.
Yes. Well, also because when you're born, when you're put onto Earth, your brain is still developing.
Right.
Right. Again, not a scientist or a doctor, so I don't know how long it's developing.
It's 25 apparently is when
you
come into
maturation. Brain is developing. Right. So when you're put onto the earth, you're going to be affected by the planets where they are in a certain part of the universe.
Yeah.
So that's why I really feel that astrology is so, it's science basically.
Right.
It's like how you're being affected by the universe.
Yes, I agree.
So what I've been starting to do and now offering it as a service is like an intuitive birth chart reading, not the full birth chart reading, just using the main planets and using my intuition and my spirit guides to like guide us to what we need to talk about. So it's a little bit of psychic stuff, but with the planets.
Cool.
Okay.
Let's
so you gave me your birthday earlier.
Yes,
so let's,
I did. Okay. I'm very excited.
All right. So let's see what we got here. So let's breathe first together.
Okay.
Because this is an intuitive thing. So I want to connect. It is something like that as well. And if medium wise, like if someone does pop up, I'll let you know.
Cool.
All right. Perfect. All right. So we're going to do two deep breaths. We're going to go in through the nose and out through the mouth. And I'll let you know when so we do it together. Okay. So the first breath now. Great. Second breath now. Okay. So let's see what's popping up for you here.
I'm so chill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Breathing with another person.
Oh, it's powerful. Everything. Especially like when, because you have your own, you're double Pisces, like a sword in your chart. Yeah. You have your abilities and your like connectivity. Yeah. So when you're breathing with someone who's also in like very connected,
right.
It's very powerful. Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right. So what I do now in this intuitive birth chart reading is I just I'm looking at your main planets, feeling what I get drawn to the most, what spirit guides draw me to talk about with you, what you need to hear in this moment. I keep getting pulled towards your struggle within yourself. It feels like you're at a time in your life right now where you're, I don't want to say battling because it's such a strong word, but you're almost ending the battle. You're like stepping through what you've been battling.
Yes.
A struggle within yourself.
Yes.
And it's about your own energy.
Mm.
It's about your sensitivity and your rising Aries. Okay.
Which I've just recently been drawn to the Aries, everything about Aries lately.
Yes, exactly. And that's for a purpose because you're stepping into that power more. You're stepping Finally. Into that. Yeah. Because for you, your whole life, what I'm feeling is, it's been a struggle between your deep sensitivity, your emotions, your intuition,
yeah.
and the way you communicate. Your yeah. communication, because that's the thing, the Chiron is in Gemini for you. That's the you have to heal your communication.
Yes.
Okay? You have to heal the way you communicate. That's a in your past, you may have feel that you've been misunderstood. Mm-hmm. You feel that you don't get your point across.
I get overly defensive
Quickly.
For no reason.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the fire. That's the Aries fire. And that's also the your Mercury is in Aquarius. So what's interesting is your only two air signs is Mercury, Aquarius, and then your Chiron, which is Gemini.
Okay.
So that's your only air.
Huh.
And the Chiron is the, I hope I'm saying it correctly.
I think so.
Yeah. That's your healing. That's what you're meant to heal in this life. That's your like karma. That's your like, that's what you're supposed
to. So wait, what am I supposed to heal? My communication.
Yes, because Gemini rules communication. So you're supposed to be healing like the way you communicate, the way you express yourself.
Right. Yeah.
Because
that has been absolute horse shit for most of my life.
Well,
the way I express
myself. I just got a hit saying that when you were a kid, you weren't allowed to express yourself.
Right.
You were actually like kind of shamed for your expression.
Very much so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And grandma on mom's side.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
Do you know her?
She died when I was young.
Right. Okay. She's been guiding you your whole life.
That grandma. Well, wait. Biological?
What do you mean? In like,
my mom was adopted.
That's uh-oh, interesting.
Because her biological mom
knew.
Was...
The grandmother you knew.
Oh, the grandmother I knew was her adopted grandma.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So, my mom's biological mom.
No. This is the grandmother you knew. Because this woman gives me a feeling of knowing you.
Okay. Okay.
And like caring for you.
Gladys. Yeah.
Yes. So she's been guiding you.
Cool. I liked her a lot.
But she shows me that expression of you not being able to express yourself.
Yeah.
And that's like one of your things. So the interesting thing is that Aries, that's where your rising is, they're like the most expressive. They actually are sometimes too expressive.
Totally.
Sometimes they're very reactive. They're, what's the word when you're just kind of like trying, when you're going off your first instinct?
Why am I brain farting? It's like reactive. Why can't I think?
Yeah,
of
it's
it?
Like reactive, yeah. Right? But it's like they just impulsive.
Impulsive.
Yes,
there
exactly.
We go.
Yeah. Very impulsive.
Okay.
So it's interesting that you were like shunned for like
My every reaction I had was wrong as a kid.
Yes,
and that is very painful.
Yes, because probably had a lot of reactions because of that Aries rising. But you're meant to. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So you're shedding all of that right now. Ugh. You're shedding all of that, and you're stepping into it. So
that's great.
The Mercury, that's our planet of communication, which is that's why I said it's interesting that that's air, and then your Chiron is the air, which is the communication thing. So the way, and that's what you're meant to heal is your communication. Aquariuses are like ahead of time. They're a little abstract, a little aloof.
Yeah.
So it's been a challenge for you.
Yeah.
Because you'll know what you're meaning to say.
Yes.
But you're not expressing it that proper way.
Or it just takes, it takes way too many words. I use way too many
words. Work on details. That's what I keep hearing.
Details.
Spirit saying to me, work on details. Work on when you're communicating or speaking, work on being detailed and like very descriptive.
Okay.
Okay. It's not about being able to express because you're fine at expressing,
yeah.
but it's about picking the details of what you're expressing.
Okay.
Edit a little more.
Yeah.
That's, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I, yeah, yes. Yes, I do.
Okay, yes. So that's what I mean by the
That's
detail.
Why I like stand-up, because I can be very verbose on a podcast and just talk in circles and not really make a point. And it's mm-hmm. like, okay, well, I got to work on that.
Yes.
But stand-up is so planned.
Right, exactly.
And that's
right.
why it's very healing for me, stand-up, because I'm like, there's no extra words.
Yes.
There's no, it's just planned. So, yes. okay, details.
Okay, yeah. So the details for you is what's gonna is what I'm getting drawn to.
Cool.
And then also we have... So your Venus and Mars, both fire signs. Venus, Aries, again with the Aries, and Mars, Sagittarius. So for me, what I feel and what spirit makes me connect to the most on that is I keep hearing the word letting go. And so when it comes to relationships, whether it's a partner, yeah. whether it's a friendship, whether it's a family ship, letting go is going to be in your best interest.
Letting go of letting if they do something of, that pisses me off?
Letting go of...
Sorry.
That's so that's such an Aries thing.
What if they fuck up though, Thomas? Yeah. Am I supposed to let that go?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But honestly, if you were to say that, I'd be like, okay.
Right. No, but this
I'll just
is,
do it.
No, but I want you to understand it, right?
Right.
So I want you to really absorb it, okay? I don't want yeah. you to just take it. I want you to really understand what I'm giving you, right?
Yeah.
So when it comes to... And this is, again, coming from spirit, so I want to understand it. What is she? The letting go aspect is about not controlling the outcome of that relationship.
Totally.
Okay?
Totally,
not
yes.
controlling the expectations of that relationship.
Mm.
The expectations of that person, even.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's very freeing. Well, and the reason mm-hmm. I said like, well, if you told me to let it go, I'll let it go. There was a thing that happened between my partner and I two mm-hmm. days ago that was very intense for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, but during this intense thing, there was a lot of things I didn't know. I didn't have information that mm-hmm. I was waiting for him to give me.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept going, do I let this go or do I not? Mm-hmm. I could, mm-hmm. but like, is that okay? Like, I don't know. Like, so that's why yes. I'm like, if you were to tell me to let it go, then I would just let it go because yeah. that was something I was debating.
Right. Okay.
Obviously, perfect. There's yes. discernment here,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. Like, yes. But that's good that you're feeling that. Okay.
Yeah.
Because that means that I'm connecting to what's going on in your mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Or at least spirit's connecting to that and they're delivering it through.
Right.
Me, okay.
Right.
So, yeah. So the letting go thing, that's one of your biggest lessons as well.
Letting go.
Let's see.
Letting go. That's a good one.
I do keep getting drawn to the moon in Pisces and the rising Aries again, because that's a battle.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a bit of a battle. The Pisces wants to feel deeply. The Pisces wants to use their intuition. The Pisces just wants to love and care and nurture. And the Aries wants to be free. And the Aries wants to,
and sometimes,
you know,
love feels like a prison for me.
Feels like, yes, exactly. They want to be dominating. They want to be free. They want to be, on their journey, they want to be on their challenge. They want that.
Let's go.
The Pisces doesn't want to be.
Yes.
The Pisces just wants to feel. They don't want to be on that challenge. They don't want the challenge. They want the reward.
Thomas, that's so true about me. Yes.
They want the reward. The Aries wants to gain the reward. The Pisces just wants the reward.
How do you know which one wins?
Exactly. So that's what I'm going to be able to give to you right now.
Okay, great.
Okay.
This is such a good service.
Thank you. My feeling is, let the Aries win. And what's interesting is that you would think, if I was just using my brain,
yeah.
oh, of course, let the love, the Pisces, let
yeah.
that, but I'm not. I'm using the
that
intuition.
Resonates.
I'm using spirit. So spirit's saying to me, the best answer for you is to let the air, it's time
yeah.
for you to go on that journey.
Yeah.
For you to chase the reward. You've done enough of the indulging in the reward.
Yeah.
Now it's time to get that chase. That chase is going to fulfill you in a way that you've never been fulfilled in your life.
Mm.
So let me tell you this, with your partner that you just gave me that example.
Yeah.
It's okay to chase that. Like, chase the, what's the word I'm looking for? Chase the, he's giving you a obstacle.
Yeah.
You love it.
Yeah.
Chase that obstacle.
And be curious about it.
Yeah, be curious yeah. about it. Be ask why it's triggering you. Ask why it's pissing
yes.
you off.
Yeah, and I do that often. And thank
yes.
God, that's something I've been starting to do. That's new.
Yes,
that's great.
And you're supposed to be doing that. So validate. I want to validate that for you. You're
okay.
supposed to be doing that.
Yeah.
So you're on the right path with that.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
So keep doing that. Okay.
Sometimes it's hard to tell when you have a big feeling, especially in a romantic relationship, because mm-hmm. that's where all your shit gets like under magnifying glass. Mm-hmm. is this a triggered feeling that's old, or is this an actual feeling I'm feeling because of the actions that you
of course
did? Like, that's tricky,
right? And not everything, what I'm learning too on my own healing journey of like letting go of childhood trauma and letting you know, like, you know, we have stuff with our parents and all this stuff and letting go of all that, is that not everything is a triggered emotional response,
right?
Like, not everything has to be, this is because
mommy said this when I was
exactly
five.
Right. And yeah, there's a lot of that is how we're raised. No kid is raised perfectly because no parent is perfect.
Of course.
We're all humans, right? So you have to give grace.
Yeah.
And you have to say, you know what? Maybe I'm just feeling that way today because my hormones are off.
Right. Right.
Maybe I'm just, maybe
and
I
I've been starting to give myself grace lately. And then that obviously will transfer to me giving other people grace, which I would love.
Yes. I'm telling you, giving people grace, especially in this day and age, we need more of that.
Right.
Everybody's got to get off the righteous shit.
Yes. Because when you criticize somebody for being greedy, it's like, that's because I don't want to look at my own greed.
Exactly.
I can be greedy. And if I were in your position, who's to say that I wouldn't have those same decisions?
Yes, exactly. We have to stop being, everybody has got to stop being holier than thou.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
Like, we are humans. Let's get back into the humanity of each other and life.
Yeah.
Forgiveness and grace and like just that we're all making mistakes every day.
Yeah. Yes. And it's so funny. Like actually the partner that I'm with now, I love him. Mm-hmm. I've never loved somebody like this. It's very thrilling and exciting. And he is like, he's a man that has a beautiful mix of feminine energy and masculine.
Do you know if he has any Capricorn in him anywhere?
I know he's a Gemini. I don't know if he has Capricorn. I don't know what his chart is, but he's his main one, I guess, is a Gemini. But I remember there's one time.
Oh my God, that's interesting that your Chiron is Gemini and that's what you're meant to heal.
And he's like, and the communication. Best communicator.
Yes, exactly. It's crazy. But I bet there's Capricorn somewhere in his chart, like moon or rising or, you know, so.
Probably, yeah.
Check
actually,
that later.
Yeah, I'll look. I think I put his check info it on his app. But, so, yeah, like there was a moment I remember years ago when I first met him where I did something, I assumed something of him that I assumed wrong. And that's something my mom would always do for me, with me. And so now when I do it, I go, you're being a little Nancy and that's okay, but we're going to take that path. But I remember it was so poignant because I felt so bad and we were just starting to date and if I were in his shoes, I'd be like, this bitch is crazy. I'm going to go. But he goes, but his response to me was, it's okay. Sometimes we're not doing our best every day.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yes, I love that.
What the fuck?
Yes.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Grace.
He is here to teach you. He's here to, because like you just said that you've never loved anyone more. I feel that he is here to help you heal that Gemini Chiron, that communication. He's here to let you communicate, but also understand your communication.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also a dog around you in spirit, by the way.
Oh, Stormy, probably. Can you tell? Can you see?
It's a passed away dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. This dog is around you. It's two different colors that I'm seeing on it.
Two different colors?
Yeah. I'm seeing like two different colors.
I think he was black and white. He had some white in him.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing two different colors, but that dog is way around you.
Cool. Kevin always sees stuff, but it's not like a scary thing because he doesn't growl, but it looks like he's looking at something.
Oh, yeah, they
do. I always wonder if it was a pet.
Absolutely. Oh, well, he might be seeing that dog that's around.
Yeah.
But was that dog very like...
there was that. Could it have been a cat? I don't know. Is it definitely a dog? There was a dog and two cats that I grew up with.
What are the colors of the cats that you're seeing?
Calico.
What is that?
It was like all the colors. White, black, orange, yellow.
A little
yellow.
Orange, a little brownish.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing more of the brown.
Yeah. Yeah. It was browns and some white on the belly.
Yeah. So the brown and the white one, that was a cat?
Yeah.
And that was around you a lot?
That was the cat that I like hung out with the most who saved me from
committing
suicide as a child.
Oh, well, there you go then. Because that animal is still around you. Because I was seeing more of the white and the beige.
Yeah.
Like that calico, I guess you would call it. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
That animal's way around you.
Cool.
Okay.
That's cool.
It feels like it had dog energy, though.
Maybe. You know? There was a dog and two cats that saved my life as a child. So
then
so.
If there's a dog that saved you as well, because I feel like this animal
Stormy was pretty
very
good.
Attached to you.
Yeah, we were really close. Mm-hmm. Stormy.
Okay, so what else is there?
I love that dog.
And okay. And then let's end on the Venus Aries. The Venus Aries, again, too. That's, oh my God, see, and that makes so much sense to me because the Aries thing that we were talking about stepping into.
Yeah.
And Venus is our love, even though it's a lot of relationship stuff, it's really depth of like love.
Yeah.
And with your man being a Gemini and him, coming and you stepping into your Ariesness.
Right.
I feel like that impulsivity that you would have in love in the past, you're meant to embrace that more because because he's going to then help heal that.
Oh, cool.
So if you don't show that to him.
Right.
He won't be able to heal that.
Right.
Does that make sense?
I do show it.
Good. So you're supposed to show that because he's able to, what I'm hearing is he's able to like accept it. Like he's able to handle it.
He is. He is. God bless him. Yeah. is there anything on the chart that's like career related? I'm always so interested in career. And I have like, I found myself having these really creative ideas and projects that I'm currently working on that I'm like so excited about. But then there's a part of me that's like, well, don't get too excited.
Well, let's see if there's anything that comes up just psychic wise and mediumship wise. If anything, like if any spirit have anything to say about career stuff. Like specifically. So there's one thing specifically that they're saying take your time on. It's a project that would definitely involve the script.
Okay.
Okay. Have you been journeying on writing a script?
Yes.
Okay. So they're showing me writing the script. Take your time on it.
Okay.
Don't push it. I keep hearing flush it out.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Are there two other people that are connected to this?
So there's a couple projects that I have going. One is a one woman show.
Right.
That's just me. And I'm working with a guy on it. And then there's another project that just came up with my comedy partner. And it will involve other people eventually.
Okay. So there's two specific people that they're talking about with that. And that's also writing.
Yeah.
Writing. Okay. There's two other people that are connected to that. That they're meant to be in that project.
Cool.
Like they're meant to be working with you. Specifically the two other people.
Okay.
More. So not just like crew and all that stuff, so specifically creating it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
There might even be some aspect to it that your dad, like something about maybe like his storyline or something with his story or his life that you might want to include in that or involve in that.
Biological or the one who raised me?
It feels like dad, like the one who raised you.
Oh, okay.
The one who raised you.
Yeah.
Okay? Something about his life. Yeah, exactly. Or his journey or his like part in your life.
Can I ask you one more question about cutting family members off? This is more like, I guess, what would you say from what you've learned about family relationships? You know, sometimes I don't know if it's my inner peace has never been better. Mm-hmm. I have never been happier and freer in my life since I cut both of my parents off. It's beautiful. But what you're saying about the communication thing, I could have communicated with the two of them so much better and more lovingly than I did. Mm-hmm. And of course they could have too, but I only worry about what I can control.
You have to own your own shit. Exactly.
Yeah. And there were moments where I was not kind. And I mean, as a response to them not being kind to me my whole life, you know, on and off, of course.
Understandable.
But you know, sometimes I go, I never doubt if it was the right move to cut them off, but like for spiritual health, I guess you could say, is it better? Like I've met people and I've talked to people who, we're going to cut off their parents, but then they just came to this point or their mom where they go, you aren't capable of understanding me beyond a certain point, and I accept that and I could still fucks with you.
Yes.
And I'm like, God, I wish I was like that. That would be so cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Like because I do think my mom is suffering from my decision to cut her off, and that just because I'm angry with her, I'm not actively angry with her, but that makes me sad. I don't want to make her sad still.
And let me tell you before you tell me too much, like I want to tell you what I feel. The first thing I want to say what I'm guided to say is it always comes back. So I hear that you're thriving. I hear you say, I've never been happier. I've never been more at peace. And that feels real. That feels right. It feels very honest to you and it feels very clear. But it's going to rear its head again.
Yeah.
You know, like, and honor that feeling, and we should always do what's best for us. And there are times that you need a break or you need separation or the no contact thing or, you know, and I even say too, like a lot of times it's like, unless you were like sexually or physically abused, like where you're in danger, where you're physically in danger.
I was as a kid, I was physically abused.
Yeah. So then you need to like be away from it.
Of course.
As a kid.
Right. I'm an adult now. They don't hit me.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Like, unless it's an ongoing active thing. Like if you're in a relationship with someone and they're physically or sexually abusing you.
Cut off.
Yes, exactly. You got to get away because you need to be physically safe. But as if you're safe and you're in a safe place and you've done the work and you've healed and you're feeling great, and you're still not talking to them, that's great. But it will rear its head again, or the energy will linger inside of you.
Right.
So use your discernment.
Yeah.
You can have boundaries, you know, with the person. And if you decide to go back to them, like I said, if it's not a dangerous place.
It is, you know, spiritually, it feels dangerous. Like the last time I was in their presence, I was like, I every cell of my body's on fire when I'm in the same room as you.
Yeah, so then you're not ready. That's right. Discernment. You're okay. not ready then to be near
them. Because if I'm going to be unkind to you, I don't want to be near you because I don't want to do that to you.
No.
I don't want that smoke. Yeah,
exactly. So then you're not ready yet.
Right.
But don't, I would just say never completely close the door because you never know. There's been so many times where I'll be doing a reading for someone or just in conversation with someone and the person died and they wished that they didn't die with them not talking.
Right.
Right? So like something like that has taught me that.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, if you're still in a place where you're fired up and it's not healthy for you to be near them, then don't be near them.
Right.
But I would just say never completely close the door.
Right.
And say like, I'm cutting you off.
Yeah.
Because we can't cut energy. You know,
course,
you
can't cut the person that gave birth to us.
Your family. That's what I'm saying. You can cut the energy of, you can do like rituals and cut the ties and all
cords
that.
And stuff,
cut the cords. Yeah. Right. But like you can't, when especially your family, it's going to always linger inside you. Right.
Right.
So when you're at a place where you're truly not being affected by them in their presence.
Yeah.
That's when you've truly healed.
Right.
That's my point.
When they're in your, when you're in their presence. Ooh.
So if you're still in their presence and it's still giving you needles in the heart, you're not truly healed yet.
Right.
So that is a, that's a sign. Good litmus
test. The body's so brilliant.
Exactly. That's a sign that the energy is still existing inside you.
Yeah.
Even though you're great, great, keep thriving.
Yeah.
But there's still healing to be done.
Yeah.
So you can gauge it by, okay, let's check it out. Let me go back. And now I'm with this person again and I don't feel that faint, that heat.
Right.
I am really healed.
Right, right, right.
That's just my opinion on it.
Yeah,
that's
what, no, that makes sense.
That's what spirit guides me.
Also, too, I know past lives and stuff, you can have many iterations of the same relationship in different forms throughout your life.
And you're meant to be experiencing it.
And a part of me is like, man, if I know it's a cheat code because I have to like learn these lessons for myself, but it's like, if someone were to come down and say, if you mend things with your parents, that doesn't mean she's going to understand you because that's never going to happen. So that's okay. That's fine.
Yeah, of course.
But if you go, hey, you did your best and I just want you to know I love you and maybe we can be in each other's lives a little bit, but like it's all love, baby.
Right,
it's all love.
Of course.
Then I wouldn't have to go through other lifetimes with them.
Exactly right. So you don't have to keep repeating it. So you might as well clear the shit up now.
Like, I'll just house clean now. Yes, the Aries exactly. in me. Like, let's get it done.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. Yes.
This has been amazing, Thomas. Yes. So how, if can somebody contact you for a reading? And what is the scope of the services you provide?
So the main things are the psychic medium readings. So even if it's not like there's someone specific you want to talk to and you just want to maybe hear from your spirit guides.
Yeah.
Or you want to hear from ancestors.
Which we all have.
Exactly right. So the ancestors will deliver the messages, plus the intuition, psychic abilities will give the messages. That's like the main thing. Then you could do a double person session or your own session. Now I've just started doing the intuitive birth chart things, which we just did.
Yeah.
So again, that's just main placements and my intuition and psychic abilities, as well as my spirit guides guiding me into what, that's more about like you.
Yeah.
Whereas with a psychic medium reading, it's more about your ancestors and spirit guides giving us messages to help you.
Yeah.
Maybe with future stuff or things that are going on in your life presently.
Yeah.
So if you can go to my website, the link is in my Instagram bio.
And I'll put the link in the description.
Yeah.
So
you can go there and the menu is there, all the options.
Perfect.
It's a very easy booking process. And it's just fun. It's, you know, there's clients that I have that I've been doing work with for years, actually.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
You could see their progress.
And they'll come back and say, oh my God, this thing that you told me happened. And it was so cool. And I,
you know, call me crazy, but I actually think that like services like the ones you provide are, it's a more in-depth therapy.
Yes, exactly.
Because therapy is cool.
Yes.
But you can also just talk yourself into a fucking circle for years, an hour, a week at a time. And it's like, where are we getting to?
Yes. I like to call myself like a holistic medium.
Yeah.
Where we're going to, you know, I can let spirit give us like the answers for you the whole time. But like, I ask spirit, give us the root.
Right.
Why is she not getting this job?
Right.
Why is the relationship not working? Tell us what they can do so when they leave me, they can apply the messages we gave them and it can help change them, their energy to get the thing that they want to get.
Right.
The potential thing. Otherwise, you can make mistakes and make decisions that make it longer to get to those things.
Yes.
So let's help them get to the root of it.
Yeah.
And that's what, and then there are times too where I'll see someone who's like dealing with some really hardcore mental health stuff. And I say, you need a therapist.
Yeah,
for this.
Of course.
This is out of my scope.
Be great. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You need a therapist. And I tell people all the time, like if someone like just died and you're like needing to talk to them, don't see medium.
Yeah.
Because you need to have grieved.
Yeah.
That's not a good time to come because your energy is, you're in a desperate place.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't go to someone when you're in a desperate too vulnerable.
Yeah.
You should be healed a little. So this way you can do the work with the person.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this would also, not for nothing, but we're a land of consumerism.
Right.
And there's way too much plastic in the ocean.
Yes.
The holidays are coming up.
Yes.
It is such a better gift to give somebody.
Yes.
Like a reading mm-hmm. with somebody.
Absolutely.
That
yes.
is such a more beautiful, powerful, potent
yes.
gift.
Yes.
If you would think that that person in your life would really benefit.
Exactly.
And they'll be open.
It. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, so cool.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Thomas.
Love you, honey.
Great. I love you so much.
Yes.
I'm going to step in that Aries, baby.
Yes.
All right. This has been The Voices in Our Heads, guys. Thanks so much for listening. I'll talk to you next Monday.